going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I never know what's on her mind. Dear Stephen Shirley, my girlfriend and I have been together for 3 years. She's 31 and I'm 33 years old. She has always been shy and quiet. I am outgoing and friendly. My family has gotten used to her, but my friends think she's judging them when she's around because she will sit there quietly and stare at them. She speaks when spoken to, but she's not submissive. I never know what's on her mind. On her birthday, I made dinner reservations and I told her I would pick her up for dinner. I got to her house and she had cooked a big dinner for herself and said she didn't feel like going out. I asked her why she didn't tell me that up front and she got mad because I was mad. She ignored me for days. She stares at our 2-year-old daughter and that works on her, but I'm a grown man and I need her to communicate with me when there's a problem. Like with sex, I thought she loved a certain thing I do, but she told me that it is uncomfortable and she has never liked it. She stopped giving me feedback during sex. She frowns and stays silent. She used to at least whimper, but now it's nothing. If I could read her mind, I might be offended. She never seems to be happy, but she says she is. I talk to her daughter and explain things in a way that she can understand, but my girlfriend said I give her too much info to process. Somebody has to talk to the baby. If I'm watching TV, I feel her staring at me. When I ask her what's wrong, she says nothing's wrong. I want to marry her for the sake of our daughter, but I'm kind of scared of her. Should I suggest that she go talk to someone or should I walk away and let her figure out her issues? Well, yes, she should talk to someone and you both should, I think. You do have a child to consider here and I'm always up for some therapy. But from what you've said about her and how she's acting, she might not agree to go. And just by reading this letter, I don't think this woman is for you anyway. You said you're scared of her. You said that you're scared of her. She doesn't give you feedback during sex. She frowns. She stays silent. You're right about communication. Why wouldn't she? Why couldn't she tell you that she didn't feel like going out for her birthday dinner before you went over there to pick her up? So she just decided she didn't feel like going out and then cooked dinner for herself but didn't tell you? This sounds crazy. I mean, it's very selfish. It's very inconsiderate. She doesn't like you, I don't think, at all. And no matter what she says, she's not happy. You would know it by her attitude if she was happy, and she's got a bad attitude. I can't believe you've put up with her bad behavior for 3 whole years, and I understand you want to keep your family together because of the baby, but listen, it takes two people. You got to be on the same page. She's not participating or cooperating or communicating with you. I'd say start figuring out now your child support payments, what weekends you want for visitation, because this relationship is not working. Steve?
This is a wrap.
Yeah.
When I read the title, I Never Know What's On My Mind, I was going to go, well, that's most women. Because
right.
It's hard to read a woman's mind. Because they will change it on you now, dog.
Oh, yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I was ready for that. But that ain't what this letter is. Listen to me, son. You're 33 years old. I'm going to tell you right now, run. R-U-N.
Not R.
Away. Run away. Get on your bike and leave. Kiss the baby and drive off. Leave a note, but be gone. That's all this is. Mm-hmm. And do it before it requires paperwork to do it. Because this cannot work. You and your girlfriend been together 3 years. She 31, you 33. She always been shy and quiet. But boy, let me tell you what's going on here before you think it's just shy and quiet. She get around your friends. She don't talk. Your friends think they judging her. She is. She speaks when spoken to, but she's not submissive. I never know what's on her mind. On her birthday, I made dinner reservations. You told her you would pick her up for dinner. You got over there. She done cooked a full dinner for herself and said she ain't feel like going out. Well, that's inconsiderate.
What? Yeah.
I asked her why she ain't tell me up front. She got mad because I was mad. Because you went out of your way to do something nice for her on her birthday, she decided she want to do what she want to do. I need her to communicate with me when there's a problem. That, here's the problem with this letter right here. I will give women credit. To most of their credit, women are communication specialists.
Yeah.
Women thrive on communication, and they require communication. I will give them that. You cannot say she didn't want to talk. You got one that don't want to talk to you. Dog, that's because she don't like you. She don't like you at all. We want to communicate like when we having sex. I thought she loved a certain thing I do. She told me it's uncomfortable and she never liked it. She stopped giving you feedback during sex. She frowns and stays silent.
What?
The whole time. She used to at least whimper. Whimper, does it? Boy.
All right, hang on, Steve.
We'll be back.
Yeah. Hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I never know what's on her mind. We'll get back into it right after this.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I never know what's on her mind.
Well, you do know what's on her mind in this letter, and I'm going to help you figure it out. You got a woman that don't like you, bro. She don't talk to you. You made dinner reservations for her birthday. You go over there to pick her up. She done cooked a full dinner, said she ain't want to go nowhere. Then you went, wow, I did all this. It's your birthday. I know you made some plans, probably had some surprises down there. She don't want none of it. You mad? Now she mad at you for getting mad. She ignored me for days. This is a self-centered person here. She didn't even take into consideration that you might have done something nice for her birthday. She one of them people where you can't out-mad them. If you get mad, she just get madder. She says, here's the dangerous part. She stares at our 2-year-old daughter, and that works for her. But I'm a grown man. I need her to communicate. So you say you need to communicate about sex. You thought you did something she liked. She told you she didn't like it. She was uncomfortable with it, and she never liked it. She stopped giving you feedback during sex. She frowns and stays silent. Dog, this woman don't like you, bro.
What is she frowning about?
She used to at least whimper, but now it's nothing. Now it's nothing. I don't really want you whimpering either. You can say that too. What are we doing? Are we in here making love or we in here crying? What are we doing? If I could read her mind, I might be offended. You should be.
Yeah.
Get off of me is going through her mind. I'll be glad when this is over be going through her mind. You make me sick is going through her mind.
You know.
God, I can't stand you. She never seems to be happy, but she says she is. She lied. I talked to our daughter and explained things in a way that she can understand, but my girlfriend says I give her too much info to process. Somebody got to talk to the baby.
What?
If I'm watching TV, I feel her staring at me. When I ask her what's wrong, she says nothing wrong. Dog, she finna kill you. That one finna happen here, dog. I tried to be nice to you. But if you watching TV and you look over there and she's staring upside your head, get out. Run. Climb into the TV. But get your behind out that house. When I ask her what's wrong, she say nothing. I want to marry her for the sake of our daughter. Mm-hmm. Brother, that's the dumbest statement you've made in this letter. You want to marry her for what? Bro, read this letter. Why would you marry this person? Mm-hmm. She don't talk to you. She stared at you. She complains about everything. She's inconsiderate. She's not a good mother. She's not good wife material, but you want to marry her for the sake of our daughter. Dog, you still the baby's father. And I'm kind of scared of her. That's where you need to be, because she going to kill you. That's what I'm trying to tell you, dog. Right there. She going to kill you. This is serial killer activity she doing. Staring at you. Don't talk to the baby. No noise doing sex. Silent, frowning. That's signs of about to kill somebody. What you need to do is look on her computer history. I can assure you, she has been looking up stuff like how to poison somebody and not get caught. Where to put a body. You got to look at her computer history. I trust me, you on there. Should I suggest that she go talk to someone, or should I walk away and let her figure out her issues? That's it.
Goodbye.
Walk away and let her figure out her issues. Because, dog, I'm telling you right now what the issue is. It's you. She don't like you.
She does not.
Bruh, get out.
Yeah.
Any questions?
I just want to know, why would she do that, though? She knows this man is coming over to her house. I mean, how selfish can you be? He's coming over to her house to take her out for her birthday. Her birthday, Steve, and she's mad
evil,
about that.
She's an inconsiderate person.
She's mad about that, though.
She's mean, though.
Yeah, she's
you
mean.
You know your
she's
boyfriend mean. Is coming to pick you mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
Instead, you pick a dinner, and that's just mean.
Yeah.
Women are normally not that way.
No, she's mean. She's a mean woman.
She's evil, and I'm telling you, what I really think is she's a serial killer.
But she doesn't even talk to her child, Steve. The guy said someone has to talk to the baby. She doesn't even talk to her.
I'll leave and call Child Protective Service.
Yeah, get that baby out of there. Yeah, this
CPS.
Woman, yeah, this woman is not cool. She's staring at him while he's watching TV. I mean,
see that right there. If I'm watching the game and I look over and I see you staring upside my head, first of all, I'm gonna get off the couch and go sit in that chair across from you so I can watch you. That's the first thing
contest.
I'm doing. Yeah. Now, I'm going to sit up. I'm getting up and go get in the chair directly across from you. And you're going to need at least 10 feet of clearance so I can keep my eye on you.
See
in case you start running at me with that steak knife. I got to be able to, you know.
All right. You can comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at steveharveyfm.com. Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.